This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition discuss cabinet expansion. Prime Minister Shahbazi Dewa preparing to give full shape to the cabinet today itself. Medical personnel and expert team deployed to various places of Krishnanagar municipality of Kapilvastu district to control the spread of diarrhea. Nepal records additional 805 cases of coronavirus infection. British government removes Nepal from the list of red zone of coronavirus countries. And death toll in earthquake in Pakistan's Balochistan province reaches 20. Now the news in detail. The alliance of the ruling parties yesterday discussed the cabinet expansion. The meeting of the top leaders of the ruling parties held at Prime Minister's residence, Balwatar, centered discussion on expansion of the Council of Ministers. The meeting was attended by Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Shahbazi Dewa, Maoist Center Chairperson Prachanda, Chairperson of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal, and Chairperson of Janata Samajwadi Party Upendra Yadav. The Maoist Center has already finalized the names of the leaders to join the government. They are Devendra Paudel, Sasi Srestha, Maheshwar Gohatraj and Bodhmaya Yadav. Meanwhile, CPN Unified Socialist is to finalize the name of ministers to participate in the government today. A meeting of the party's standing committee has decided that the Central Secretariat meeting would finalize the ministers. The 11-member Central Secretariat meeting, formed yesterday under the coordination of CPN Unified Socialist General Secretary Beduram Bhusal, is to be held today. According to him, the party would take the ministerial leadership of Urban Development Ministry, Health and Population Ministry, Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, and Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security. He informed that the cabinet would be expanded once all the parties of the ruling coalition submit the name list of the ministers to be inducted in the government. Diarrhea spread in Krishnanagar municipality of Kapilvastu since Monday has not come under control yet. Sivaraj Hospital in the district informed that nearly 600 people suffering from diarrhea are receiving treatment in various medical institutions, including the hospital. Dr. Mukesh Chowdhury, working at Sivaraj Hospital, said 430 diarrhea patients were receiving treatment in Sivaraj Hospital and 150 other patients were undergoing treatment at local medical institutions in Kapilvastu district. Dr. Chowdhury further said diarrhea patients were increasing in ward number 7, 8 and 9 of Krishnanagar municipality. As per his information, the reason behind the diarrhea has not been detected as the test report of the sample stool and water is yet to arrive. Meanwhile, medical personnel along with an expert team have been deployed to Krishnanagar to control the cases of diarrhea. Nepal is recording the maternal mortality rate for the first time through the National Census 2021. Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Health, Indramani Pokhrel, said the study would be carried out to identify maternal mortality rate of the reproductive age group women and to make safe maternity service qualitative, affordable and accessible. According to the National Demographic and Health Survey 2016, the maternal mortality rate for Nepal is 239 deaths per 100,000 live births. Nepal aims to limit the figure to 70 by 2030 to advance towards the Sustainable Development Goals. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand inspected the flood-affected areas of Manang district yesterday. During the visit, Chief District Officer Rabindra Prasad Acharya briefed the minister about the losses caused by the flood during this monsoon and the reconstruction plan of the damaged infrastructures. The Home Minister also held a meeting with the chiefs of district-based security bodies and government officers and directed them for a prompt and effective service delivery. Additional 805 new cases of COVID-19 were detected in Nepal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while testing 10,672 samples. Likewise, 911 corona patients recovered in Nepal yesterday. Similarly, with the confirmation of 8 deaths yesterday, the corona-related death toll has reached 11,200 in Nepal. The Bagmati provincial government has increased public transport fare in the Kathmandu Valley. According to the public transport fare adjustment set by the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure of province, travel by bus up to 5 km distance will be charged 18 rupees. A passenger can carry belongings weighing up to 15 kg on a public bus for free. Similarly, the government has hiked public transport fare within the province except the Kathmandu Valley by 23%. The new bus fare will come into effect from the 18th of October. The Nepali Congress delegation, which is currently in India, met with chairperson of the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP, JP Nadda, in New Delhi yesterday. The Nepali Congress delegation, led by Joint General Secretary of the party, Dr. Prakash Sharad Mahat, shared information from New Delhi about the delegation's meeting with BJP chairperson Nadda. The meeting discussed strengthening of relations between Nepal and Indian government and the relations between Nepali Congress and the Bharatiya Janata Party. Even the issues such as organizational exchanges of the party were discussed during the meeting. On the occasion, Chairperson Nadda reminded the long relations between Nepal and India and said India had never behaved with the mindset of elder brother with Nepal and it should not in the future. The government of the United Kingdom has removed 47 countries and territories, including Nepal, from its red list, which was in place earlier due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Issuing a notice on Thursday, the government of UK stated that the provision will come into effect from October 11. With the new provision, passengers returning to England from Nepal will no longer be required to enter hotel quarantine. Likewise, eligible travellers vaccinated in over 37 new countries and territories will also be treated the same as returning fully vaccinated UK residents so long as they have not visited a red list country or a territory in 10 days before arriving to England. The government of the United Kingdom has also stated that proof of vaccination of 4 vaccines, that is, Oxford AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna and Johnson & Johnson, will be recognized from those 37 countries and territories. Passengers travelling to the United Kingdom from Nepal should submit the proof of vaccination. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. A powerful earthquake has hit Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province, killing about 20 people. The shallow 5.9 magnitude quake shook sleeping residents at around 3 AM local time, bringing down dozens of mud houses. Scores of people were injured, most of them in Harnai district east of provincial capital Quetta. Prime Minister Imran Khan has said condolences and offered aid and compensation to the victims. US President Joe Biden administration has called for an imminent return to talks in Vienna to revive the Iran nuclear deal, but said a resumption of the negotiation is hinging on the Iranians. State Department spokesperson Ned Price informed reporters on Thursday that Washington was willing to continue the talks as soon as Tehran agrees to re-engage in the negotiation, stressing that the path to diplomacy was still open. The 2015 multilateral nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, saw Iran scale back its nuclear program in exchange for lifting international sanctions against its economy. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Far Western Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 28.4 degrees Celsius and minimum of 18.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Ruling coalition discuss cabinet expansion. Prime Minister Shyamabhadewa preparing to give full shape to the cabinet today itself. Medical personnel and expert team deployed to various places of Krishnagar municipality of Kapilvastu to control the spread of diarrhea. Nepal records additional 805 cases of coronavirus infection and death toll in earthquake in Pakistan's Balochistan province reaches 20. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.